Hey everybody, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And welcome to Barefaced.
Welcome back, everyone. Sorry, Sarah.
Oh my God.
Because we were like, who's going to start? Who's going to say it first?
It's been a week or two since we've recorded. Yes. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. I just got back from a weekend vacation out at the lake, which is Michigander for somewhere on a beach in our state. And it was lovely. So I'm very refreshed and rejuvenated and ready to jump into a new episode.
Yes. And I got a dog over the past week and a half.
Woo!
So if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably been seeing a little bit of her. So if you hear a bark or a something, apologies.
A scurry.
a little flitter of little paws, that would be her. But I set her down with a teething bone, so we should be good.
She also has an Instagram. I'll shamelessly plug out your puppy's Instagram. I don't remember the name of it. It's like
Poppy. Jake thought of it. And he has like a bunch of underlines in it. And I don't like underlines, but he likes them because then he can read what the username says. But I haven't put any
influencer.
Yeah, I just kind of put him up on the story sometimes if she's being cute. That way people like my family and friends can like see her, but I'm not sending them photos and being annoying.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't think it's annoying. I love a good pup.
I have a funny story really quickly. So I got the dog, right? So I called my grandma on Saturday. We got the dog. It'll be 2 weeks on this Saturday. And I'm like, Jake and I have some news. And she's like, oh, and I was like, we got a
married
puppy. And she's like, oh.
Like she thought you were gonna be like, we're getting engaged. Yeah. We're getting married. Like,
yeah. And then, yeah. And so it was so funny. And she's literally the nicest person. If she's listening,
hi, Mita.
But then today I was on the phone with my grandpa and he asks me, you know, how's school? How's Jake? Whatever. Long pause. So you guys ever think about getting married? And he's never asked me that. And I was like, no.
That's hilarious.
I mean, sure, yes. But like, you know.
We're good for now.
It was just so funny. I was like, as soon as we got a dog, it was like that started the conversation. It was so funny. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Because you've brought new life into this world together. Not that you birthed a puppy, but you know, like.
Yeah, right. My friend,
Peyton,
she was like, sometimes she has a dog named Ari who's so cute. And she's like, I feel like I birthed him from my womb.
Oh my God. That's so funny. It's actually, speaking of cute things, some of my friends from Michigan, I got to hang out with them since we're all vaccinated and they brought their little 6-month-old baby. And he had, for their baby shower at the end of the year, I had bought him like a onesie that says like how you doing from friends. And then he has, have you seen those like Wubbanubs, which are like the binkies that have like a stuffed animal attached?
Yes.
They put that on their registry. So I bought him a Wubbanub mostly so I could say that I've purchased something called a Wubbanub because I think it's ridiculous. And he rolled up yesterday with it in his mouth. And I was like, oh, I bought that. And then they sent me a video. They're like, he sleeps with that every night. He's obsessed with it. I got a picture in the onesie today. And I'm like, I held a baby for like 15 minutes yesterday. It was the most joy I've had in like a long time. It was a lot of serotonin. It was great.
I bet. Okay. So sorry about the weird cut. I thought we had technical difficulties, but we didn't. So we actually
which is great.
We got to keep that intro that you just heard and didn't have to re-record it.
Woohoo. So, I'll take that as a win. So today I thought, because a lot of you have said you like two types of content from us. We don't make videos. We make episodes of podcasts. You guys liked us answering your questions and you liked us kind of, for better terms, bitching and like spilling tea and like sharing our thoughts about the beauty world. So we are compiling as many questions as possible over on Instagram. We put a call out for questions as well as on our Gmail. If you have questions you still want us to answer, please send them our way. We're just going to compile like 20 of them. So we have a full length episode that's just listener questions that will get recorded for you. Hopefully next week is the goal. But this week, as the title suggests, we want to talk about celebrity skincare. And I would even say celebrity beauty because I did throw some like makeup lines on here too. Because there's been a trend recently that I know Hannah and I both are kind of just like not impressed by, for lack of a better term. I would say
opinionated by. But you know what? We share that with many other people. It's not mm-hmm. just us. Like I've seen yeah. it on Instagram and mostly Instagram, Reddit. Honestly, because I, yeah, Reddit also.
I
yeah,
went Reddit's on Reddit a great today to get snippet. Some, oh, I lost it. I had it on here. Let me see if I can find it again. I went on Reddit to find some reviews because one of the things that we were also talking about was, or wanted to do was discuss bad Instagram reviews or Sephora reviews. Yeah. Okay. So I found a thread that I think will be really, really funny. But I think the thing that like mostly sparked this is skincare has been definitely having a moment, right? Like we're very aware that skincare is trendy. More people want into it, mostly based on being home and self-care from COVID. And with that, we've seen a lot of brand launches recently. So things like JLo Beauty, the one that we really want to talk about, and this is like, I don't want to say no shade, no tea. Like, I don't want to say like anyone shouldn't do what they want to do, like follow your dreams. But I think we want to talk about like, is this something where it's adding value to our community and adding products that have a, like there's a need for them, or mm-hmm. is it just a money grab? And that is Selfless by Hyrum is like the thing that I think really pushed us to make this. Like JLo Beauty is kind of like, oh, it's another celebrity beauty brand. But as we see more influencers kind of get into this space, there's something ethical to talk about with that. Like to call a brand Selfless, number one, I think mm-hmm. is hilarious because it's not selfless to start your own brand, number one. You're making a kickback off of it. No matter which way you cut it, he's making money off those products. And yeah. number two, when you tote sustainability and eco-friendliness, what's really sustainable and eco-friendly is not to create more products. It's to
exactly
recycle or do programs like that.
Yeah. And I think it's also, it's like, at what point do you see through the bullshit of mm-hmm. I want to create a line because it's what I want to do, or I want,
or we apologize for the puppy yeah, noises.
Sorry. Yeah. So basically like where is the line? And I will say this, obviously we don't know any of these people firsthand. They could have had this passion since the old, you know, since they were able to walk, they could have had this passion for 2 months. We don't know. All we are going off of is what is being put out there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's also like, I don't want to say some brands are better than others, because that's something we've been really trying to tote, is like every brand has good and bad things about it. But you see people like I'll use the example of Miranda Kerr for Cora. Her mm-hmm. products are really good, but she also isn't like, she is the face of this brand. But if you walk into Sephora, her face isn't plastered anywhere. Yes, it's her brand, quote unquote. But people might know the brand separate from Miranda Kerr, I think is how you say it, right?
Yeah, that's how I say it.
Same with
yeah.
Summer Fridays. Lauren Ireland and Marlena, I don't know how to say her last name.
I am blanking on it, but I follow her.
But like I follow her on yeah. Miranda Hewitt. It's Hewitt.
Yes.
But like they are influencers who created a skincare brand for what they wanted. And they have been, although trendy, they've done things like Baby Moon Balm. They've done products that they want for their lives that they're also sharing with other people. Same with Miranda Kerr. And those brands are brands without those influencers, without those celebrities. And it's adding value to the space, right? Like it's adding products that wouldn't be there otherwise. It's creating, in my opinion, healthy competition. And both those brands specifically, especially Cora, really made a big impact with an organic type product in the space that wasn't super popular or mm-hmm. seen mainstream yeah. in a yeah. big brand.
And I think the other thing too with Cora is sometimes the launches of brands are like the same, right? Like Pharmacy releases a BHA toner, Biossance releases a BHA toner. Other brands came out with a similar toner. And sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, like you're filling out your line, or you're doing what other people are doing, which is fine. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't love a BHA toner. Hi, I love them. But then you've got brands like Cora, and it's like, you know, they come out with products every now and then. And sometimes they do or sometimes they are similar to what other people are doing, right? Like an overnight resurfacing serum. But I think it's a little bit more interesting because they don't follow a formula. They don't follow necessarily like a specific calendar, I should say. You know, yeah. They're just like, this is what I wanted to make. And it just happened to come out, you know?
Exactly. No, I feel the same way. And I think there is that line as well with brands like Fenty and Rare Beauty. So like Selena Gomez's brand Rare Beauty, I think in terms of makeup, even Huda Beauty, you can look at that as like a celebrity line. Like she was a huge influencer. Those mm-hmm. products are good. Not all of them are good, but like on the whole, those influencers and those celebrities made those products because they felt like they wanted to create. And I know, especially at least from the training I got at Sephora, Rihanna and Selena Gomez were both very integral in their releases, in the formulation. They tested everything themselves and they wanted to be part of it. It wasn't just like they slapped their name on something, you know? Now,
so here's
how much of that is marketing is the key. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here, and then here's the thing with Huda. Huda started out, correct me if I'm wrong, as a makeup artist.
Yeah. YouTuber makeup artist.
Right. How many years has she been doing that?
Oh, a long time.
Yeah. So she started out before it was even a thing. Like, I don't even think you could even yeah. monetize on YouTube, right? When she started. What was
oh,
that?
I'm sure. 07, yeah, she's 09. Been on there for ages.
Yeah. So that to me is it was a natural progression and it makes sense. You started this as a hobby. It turned into your career and you're going to make it into an amazing career. That is literally like, you know, you built your own business from the ground up. 100% applause. That makes sense for her. Selena Gomez is a TV show actress and she wanted to be a singer and then she got into makeup. I'm not saying she hasn't always had this desire to be into beauty or whatever. You know, Rihanna started out as music. Her passion was music and then maybe her other passion is that. I get it. Like I also
and apparently lingerie, you know.
I mean, it's kick-ass lingerie.
It is. It's really cute.
But I'm just saying there is a little bit
there is a difference.
Yeah, like I think we tend to buy in more towards some people's stories than other people's stories. But some people, you know, I don't really know Huda, as I said, but for her, it makes sense. It's like if Dolce Candy came out with a makeup line or something, maybe she did, I don't know. Like that would make sense because she's been doing it for such a long time, even before it was an option to make money off of it. And that's where the authenticity is.
Yeah.
You can trace it, you know?
Yeah. And I think like I think to like YouTuber lines. So like for a while there, we had like every YouTuber had a freaking line. And again, a lot of YouTubers like do merch? It, I think, because it's like Manny MUA has his Lunar Cosmetics. We have Jeffree Star Cosmetics. I'm of the firm belief that like Jeffree Star, in my opinion, I will say I'm not a fan. I don't like him. I think he is not a great human.
Yeah.
But I will give him credit where credit is due. Smart and savvy businessman. Really, really has his thumb on the pulse and could see that makeup was this big thing that was up and coming and kind of locked into a sphere and starting producing pretty high quality products before anyone else really was. So, you know, do I think he deserves all of the backlash he gets? Yes. Do I think he's a great person? No. Will I support his products? No. Do I think he still has the right to like be in a creative space and people can spend their money the way they see fit? Absolutely. Because yeah, that's what it is at the end of the day.
I think he kind of fits into the, like, obviously I don't know him as a person. I know he's controversial. I don't want to get into that clip because honestly, I don't really know all that much about it.
Yeah.
However, he does fit into the, this has been a passion for him since forever. So it made mm-hmm. sense. And he was successful at it. You can't say that he wasn't authentic in his desire to start his makeup line. And it took off. So good for him. The only thing I will say is I watched, you know, that episode with him where he was like, oh, you know, I'm not in it for the money. And I'm like, bullshit, you are.
But your
and
that's products okay. are super marked up.
Right. Yeah. Well, he, you know, I mean, he's like, oh, I take all this time. He goes, I'm not here for the money. And I'm like, you don't have to defend yourself. It's okay if you're here for the money. That's fine. You wanted to.
Why do we go to work?
You wanted this lifestyle and you built yourself this lifestyle. Stop apologizing for it. You know, he's like, oh, I'm not here. I'm so sorry. I have to take her out. Like,
no, you're
she's
good.
Been doing crazy. But yeah, that's like my one thing with him is that, sorry, I was talking about the dog, not Jeffree Star. With my one thing with Jeffree Star is that I watched that he gets like a $56 eyeshadow palette. I'm not in it for the money.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah. If you weren't in for the money, you'd be giving it away for free.
Exactly. Or you'd be like, I don't know.
Charging no markup or using your proceeds to benefit a charity or something. Like there are like, especially what I think bothers me a lot is like, you look at brands like Morphe. There's a lot of like research I need to do more on this topic, but you look at a brand like Morphe that basically took BH Cosmetics, Coastal Scents palettes and just repackaged them and sold them as a markup. And they're touted as this. Oh, your eyes got big. Oh yeah.
That's what happened to BH Cosmetics.
Well, BHA Cosmetics, I think it was Crown Brushes. Is there Crown Cosmetics or whatever? They sell, what's it called? I just watched a whole video about it. But basically they sell bulk products and then people can resell them with different packaging as a markup.
There's a lot of like labs that do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's why now if you see a moisturizer that comes out and it's just kind of like, it's like an everyday moisturizer, blah, blah, blah. It's probably some sort of base form that they went to a lab and got private labeled.
That's what it is. Private labeling. That's exactly
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah.
Good call. And I think that brings us into, I think the brand that was why we wanted to talk about this is JLo Beauty. So JLo, for a lot of her career, has talked about her hair care routine, her skincare routine. She's always, I feel like, had a passion for beauty. It's not something that I think is like new in her life. And so a lot of people were very, very excited for the skincare line to come out. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if we ever posted our thoughts on it. I don't know if it's something we posted. It must have been something we talked about privately, how the brand itself just looked, number one, very rushed. It felt very, very rushed to me. I don't know if it was like, we got to put it out now, or if it just was something that was a money grab, but it also just looks very dated.
Yeah.
The packaging is dated. The advertising is dated. The ingredients of the products have nothing of value in terms of the changes and like leaps and bounds we've taken in formulation over the past 5 years. Like when we see drugstore products that are doing more than JLo Beauty, I think that says something.
And it was way overpriced for what it was.
Super overpriced. And so I did what I like to do, which is scoured the internet, and I found some great 1-star reviews for not only JLo Beauty. I did find some for some other brands. And I thought I would read them to Hannah so she could have a laugh.
I'm so excited. So also, if we've ever tried any of the products that we're talking about, we will let you know.
So I did specifically pick a product from a celebrity beauty brand that you have tried, a couple of them actually, because I wanted your opinion on them because I think you like all of the ones. And some of these aren't bad. They're just like, keep in mind, are you buying this because it's a good product or because the celebrity's name is on it?
Right.
I think is like where we're keeping at. So this one says, this made no difference in my skin at all. Save your money and buy products that will change your skin's problem areas. This will probably be at Ross's in the next couple of months.
Oh, I like that.
I thought that was clever. This one says, don't waste your time or money, girl. I think it's supposed to be grr, like, oh, girl. Says, I literally never write reviews, but I have to. I'm so disappointed in this so-called skincare system. I love JLo and was confident this line was going to be life-changing. I used this set until it was completely empty. This was like her bestseller kit. Hoping to see some sort of results. Never happened. Cleanser never felt like it was truly cleansing. The serum did nothing but dry my skin out, and the moisturizer was awful. Never had a glow, never saw radiance or suppleness in my skin. This was such a waste of money. Now I will say this, as a cosmetic and skincare professional, I should have known better by checking the ingredients, and the one celeb who is promoting ingredients in her line currently is Kylie Jenner's new skincare. So may have more luck with hers or sticking to actual skincare lines who know what they're doing.
I'm sorry. She said that Kylie Jenner is what?
Is like, she's putting good ingredients in her products. And like, she's actually caring about the formulation of her products.
So I think that's interesting that she specifically called out Kylie Jenner's skincare, because
She said the one celeb who has a promising ingredient and line is Kylie Jenner's new skincare line.
She said she's also in the industry. Does she work for Kylie Skin?
Maybe. This is the thing. This is also something I think we need to really think about when talking about reviews. Every review needs to be taken with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Because number one, most reviews are from people that have been sent these products either by influencer or they have been sent them by the brand themselves. They've gotten some kind of sample. Or you have instances like Sunday Riley where they're faking these reviews and having their employees out. Oh my God. This has happened twice.
I forgot about that.
Oh my God. Oh, never forget. But yeah, you have like, we talked about my MLM video where I worked for that MLM where I was asked to leave a Glassdoor review positively with my boss in the room. That's exactly what can happen. It's so unethical, right? Like it has,
yeah.
I couldn't say like, this place sucks. I hate working here. Cause like, he's not only paying me, I'm getting a grade for school for it. And it's like going towards my graduation, but it's the same thing, right? Like these reviews, like as we'll get into, especially with Selfless by Hyram, these are people that are either really huge fans of these celebrities and will like love anything they put out, or they're people from other brands, or they're people that are like scorned. And it's just something to be aware of that, like, you know, we talk about these 5-star review products. We talk about reviews being the be all end all. Like, I remember hating how people, like when I would sell them a product, be like, well, it only has 4 stars on Sephora. And I'm like, okay, but like you've come in with your concern and you've asked me to like diagnose what I think would be best for you and your skin. And this is what I'm telling you. And I'm not just selling you shit to tell you shit. You came in for X product and I'm providing you X product. Like, it's just, I always remember that being very annoying that people would come in and be like, well, it doesn't have the good reviews, so like, I don't want it.
Yeah. I mean, I still say look at reviews, but yeah, do exactly what Sarah says. Take them with a grain of salt. And it's so funny that you mentioned Glassdoor, because I was thinking about that a couple days ago while I was in the shower, you know, shower thoughts. And I was like, there's some, because, you know, when I was in the job seeking world, I would look at Glassdoor, and mm-hmm. sometimes you can tell just when
things are not legit.
Yeah, you can just tell based on the language. Yeah, it's so funny.
Absolutely.
Let's get into Selfless by Hyram, because I'm like so eager.
Yeah. So the thing that started this is a review. It's the only review on the one product. Like, he has 4 or 5 products on Sephora. It hasn't launched yet. As of recording this, I think it launches like later this week. But
the line or this particular product?
The line. I think it launches tomorrow. Today's the 23rd. We're recording this. I think it launches the 24th.
Oh, so they've just been hyping it.
They've just been hyping it.
Oh my God.
So this is the one review on all of the products. It says, I'm a liar. I'm a full-on liar. This is a review that was left on a different product. I found this on Reddit. Sorry, I'm trying to like figure out what it is. So it's a review that was left on a different product, and it just like brings to light the influence that these people have. And it says, bad, comma, no good, smiley face, or like frowny face. Hyram said it's bad because it got alcohol denate on the top 4 ingredient list, frowny face. Delivery agents plus fragrances equals bad. Fragrances penetrate deeper into the skin, will look good at first, but will cause negative impacts on your skin in the long run. And the Redditor commenter, the top comment underneath, says, Hyram says it's bad and removed, says it's bad. So it just says, Hyram is bad. There, I fixed it.
Wait, I'm so confused.
So it was a comment that was left by a follower of Hyram's, and it basically was saying like, this product's awful because Hyram says it's awful. And here's why, like, you haven't even tried this product.
Not Hyram's product. It's a random product on Sephora. I see.
And I messed up. That was my bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just didn't understand. Okay. Yeah. Well, so that's the thing, is that they've not tried it themselves. They just left a negative review based on a video that they saw.
Exactly. Okay. And this whole thread basically talks about how, let me pull it back up. This person, like, I don't know, they kind of dug into it. They're just like, he calls himself a specialist, which makes it seem like he is more qualified to speak out skincare than he actually is. He's not a dermatologist. He's not an expert. And he frequently is talking about things that are incorrect, or he cancels brands just because he doesn't like what they stand for.
So
Go ahead.
I don't want to get too far into like him because I can't even get through one video of his. I sometimes you vibe with people, sometimes you don't. I just can't vibe.
I don't vibe.
I just didn't like the clickbaity and the yeah, like, okay, let's just put it out there. Sarah and I are not experts. We are not dermatologists. Absolutely. We are not cosmetic formulas, whatever. We say our opinion. He is free to say his opinion. But I do agree with you when it's just like, well, this person says it's bad. And then like leaving a review on a product when you haven't even tried it so stupid.
Yeah. And I think the thing that like bothers me most about those products in particular that are like, at least that have shown that they're releasing, it's nothing original. It's nothing unique. There's no...
You mean like Selfless by Hyrens products?
Yeah. The formulation just seems average. There's nothing exciting about it. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like JLo Beauty for me, where like, if people want it, great. But like, it just feels very cash grabby to me.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is like, clearly he has an interest in like beauty because, you know, he started his YouTube or whatever, and he got really successful and got really lucky and got a bunch of followers right from the beginning. Now that is incredibly difficult to do. So kudos the way he went about that. And very clickbaity, as I said, it's like, it's something that annoys me just because I don't like those kind of people that are really clickbaity personal life or, you know, trying to make a profesh, whatever. It's just annoying. But yeah, you're right. It should come off as authentic because it makes sense because he has that personal interest in it, but it just comes off as I am better than all the other brands because this. And I would argue that there are a bunch of smaller brands that are actually probably going to do better for the environment and have been doing better for the environment, but they're just not so much like, I am selfless. Look at me. Look what I'm doing for the world. It's just honestly, if you were selfless, you would have organized a ocean pickup, beach pickup with all your followers from all over the globe, mobilize all those little followers you have to go and do some volunteer work and
or donate a dollar each and give it to like an organization that helps protect coral reefs or
I think they do with like each purchase or something do that. But there are so many other brands that do that. Osmia, with every purchase, she, you know, and then every couple months she's writing a check, thank you guys so much. Like, yeah.
But here's the thing. He doesn't have to make those products to have a fundraiser.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Charity. Yeah. I don't know. There are some YouTubers I watch in the true crime sphere where they do like t-shirts where like 100% of the proceeds, if you buy this t-shirt, goes towards different organizations that help like find missing kids, or they help with human trafficking.
Right.
And like that makes sense, right? Because like 100% of proceeds are like, other than the cost of the shirt, you get a t-shirt that's like designed by members of the community. And then those proceeds are raised in like every episode. I think it's Kendall Ray that does it. She has like a counter of like, hey, over the course of like the lifetime of this campaign, I think she's raised something like $50,000, something like that, over like a couple of years, which is awesome. And people get cool t-shirts. Like, this is something where a portion of those proceeds are going to be donated, right? Like,
right. A portion. 5%. But I will also argue that, do we really need more t-shirts? Are they probably organic cotton? Are they like sustainable? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can argue it in multiple levels. I do think that that's very honorable. I think that whoever is doing that is doing great things. You know, those kind of organizations always do need support, and it is a terrible thing. Let's, you know, end it. But yeah, the thing with Hiram, I'm just like, selfless.
It seems really cringy. You're just contributing to more plastic
bottles, just littering the world. You know, this is a wasteful industry that we're in. There's no way of getting around it.
Even just looking at us, like the amount of products I know I purchase every year is unnecessary. 100% unnecessary. Yeah. And I try and do my best to make sure I'm recycling products and going through products. But like, it is super wasteful. And it's something that like, I was even for my protein, I use an individual plastic protein bottle. Like I buy a pack of like 15 bottles of protein drink. And I've really gotten to the point where I'm like, I need to buy a powder. I need to suck it up and just like not have the convenience of that bottle. We've really digressed from like beauty.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously like living in a first world country, you tend to be a little bit more wasteful.
Yeah, we're super, privileged. Let's talk about a different celebrity who got some good results. It's Florence by Mills, which is Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, she's a great actress. I love her.
I love her. I think overall her line makes sense, right? So like her line was very Gen Z. It was very like young, under 20. I have a couple of different reviews that I pulled. She has these really cute like under eye patches that look like little whales, you know, it's gimmicky, but it's quite pricey. So these patches go for $34 at Ulta.
For how many?
I didn't take a picture. I think it's a set of like 20 or 30, no more than 30. So at least
how
a dollar
old is she?
Per
she's
pair.
What, 15, 16?
I think she's 17 now.
But this has been around for a couple of years. So she's targeting the like 15, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. Okay.
Yeah. Like
they don't have $30 to spend on that.
Dude, I don't have $30 to spend on under eye patches.
Yeah.
But one of the reviews says, just know, cute packaging, cute design, but that's about it. The shape of the whale is so awkward. There's more on my cheek than under my eye. Not much product on these patches, but what is there doesn't soak in at all. The eyes fall out everywhere and dries out my under eye and cheek area, and I'm left with red scaly patches. I'm returning these. They are no good at all.
Sounds like she had a reaction to that.
Yeah. And I remember watching Kathleen Light's video on this, and they were just like, I love you, Millie, but like feels a little gimmicky. And she does have a couple, I mean, a lot of her stuff is like well received. She has like these one swipe glow pad treatments. Says my friend had a similar version of these and was so excited. I was so excited to get them. Second, I opened them, I realized how fragrant they are. Basically lavender on a wipe. They are not for sensitive skin. I ended up breaking out after two uses.
Is it synthetic fragrance or is it essential oil? Do you know?
I don't, you know, should I know? Yes. Do I know? No.
I'm asking is because when we were in that age group, there weren't many people who were coming. I mean, you didn't really have this, right? Like some people came out with lines, but not really. But if they did, or if there was a line, it would be chock full of shitty ingredients, petroleum, probably some microbeads, and definitely synthetic fragrance. So
these don't look bad. There's glycolic acid, willow bark, witch hazel, lemon,
we didn't
orange.
Have any of this growing up.
No, there's lactic acid in here. There's lavender oil.
Yeah.
But it's pretty low on the list. So it's not tragic. Yeah. And I mean, these have 38 reviews. Most of them are 5 stars. I just picked the 1-star reviews because I think they're funny.
But I mean, think about so Jake's sister just turned 30 last week and she texted me and she goes, I feel like I should start taking care of my skin. What should I be using and how do I take off my makeup at night? So like, you know,
oh my God.
So, you know, some people get there a little bit later, but if, you know, if Millie Bobby Brown is popular with the high school folk, and obviously I think, you know, with TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, I think a lot more people are doing skincare earlier and doing whatever they need to do. But if she's putting out products that are like, you know, better than the shit we had, then more power to her.
Exactly. And then another brand that like I hadn't thought about for years until I started doing research is Meaningful Beauty by Cindy Crawford. These were like late night infomercials. Heard of this?
No, you keep mentioning it. This is like the fourth time you've mentioned it to me. I have never heard of this. Like if I hadn't met you, I would have probably gone my entire life never hearing about this line.
Dude, I think this was the line that like I would watch them on like the infomercials. Cindy Crawford talked about how she wanted to keep her youthful radiance and they had scoured the world for good ingredients.
That's always the line.
Yep. And La Mer.
This packaging?
It's also ancient. And now this has been out since I had to be in middle school. So definitely a long time. We graduated high school 10 years ago. So
10 years ago,
my 10-year high school reunion is this year.
Oh yeah. I never remember the year I graduated high school. Yeah.
Oh, it's a constant reminder nagging at the back of my head. You're getting old. You're getting old. but she talks about this melon that was from France and It had all these youthful restoring properties and blah, 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 blah. And she sold this serum. It's at Ulta for $76 for an ounce. And it's called the Youth Activating Melon Serum. I did pull up the ingredient list for this because I want to talk about this youth activating serum real quick. With its water, its glycerin, isinol isinate, propyldenol, betaine, some glycols, and then some melon as like the eighth ingredient, and then just a bunch of other crap that I don't know how to pronounce and don't
what
actually
kind of melon.
It's French. That's all I know. It's a French melon.
But French melon.
Who the fuck knows? But I did pull up some fun reviews of Meaningful Beauty from Ulta's website. It says, I wanted to love this. It's expensive. And Sydney Crawford is so pretty, which I think therein lies the issue with celebrity brands.
Yeah.
I just can't with this. It never absorbs and my skin was just sticky and dirty feeling all day. I tried at night and woke up still sticky, like I had spilled pop on my face and fell asleep. You have to wash it off for the stickiness to go away. I tried it under makeup, thinking it would help foundation last longer and grip, but it ended up looking patchy and really uncomfortable. Smells nice, though, like cantaloupe scent.
So it is a cantaloupe.
It has to be some kind of cantaloupe-y smell, yeah.
I will give her, though, that, you know, melon and skincare, that's pretty new.
It's cool, yeah.
It's definitely different.
Then I have the 5-piece kit, which is $54. It comes with her whole line. It says, I really liked this interaction that happened. So there was a review that said, still haven't received my order. Fuck you, Ulta. Which I'm like, that's not reviewing the product.
But I hate when people leave reviews like that.
But then like two more up, it says,
it arrived destroyed at my doorstop. Who gives a shit? Tell us how it worked.
Or like contact customer service. That's literally what they're there for.
Right. And be nice. Don't be a dick to customer service.
Yeah. Accurate. It says, after rechecking my order date, I was wrong. I ordered on 11/2/2020. This was, now to be fair, this was 12/16/2020. It's been 6 weeks. And still no product. That was the entire review. And then this one says, where's the serum? Have watched the infomercials and hoping the product lives up to its advertisements. Extremely disappointed. The amount of serum is so minuscule. By the time you get your first pump, by the time you get your first pump, the container is practically empty. Unsure how you'll get 30 days out of it.
30 days?
That's what this little kit says you're going to get, is a 30-day supply. That's what they all
claim. I thought it was an ounce. And I was like, why would you not get 30 days worth after out of an ounce? But okay.
This one says, I really liked the regimen at first. It was very heavy on my skin, but I could see some improvements to my skin, especially with tone and pores. After 1 to 2 weeks, the product would almost peel when I applied. It did not want to absorb and wasn't working. I then received 3 nasty cysts on my cheeks. I haven't had acne like that in 15 years, and I only had one when I was a teen. The only things I've changed in my diet and care line was this product. So I have to assume it was this. I have quit using and haven't used it anymore. I'm glad it works for some, but now I have acne scars and my skin looks worse. Ulta, I think Ulta review. Ulta comments are like where it's at. They're so much funnier.
That was a great review. Damn. Okay.
This one is for Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop exfoliator product we talked about and like expensive shit we'd like to purchase.
Wait, is it the scooper? I can't wait to try that. Yeah.
She says, try something else. After many glowing reviews, I tried this, even though the last thing I need is another exfoliator. I picked this for you.
Me?
There are so many superior products out there. Kogan Doe Gommage, Kate Somerville Exfoliate, and my all-time favorite, Biosense Glycolic Peel, which was so effective after one use, my husband asked me if I had had a facial. 4! This actually made my face need exfoliating. Dry patches were created. I am not an amateur with face care. I am an addict. So not user error. I have dry skin. I am told I look decades younger than my true age. I feel like there was like a humble brag at the end of that. Like, I'm an expert. Right?
Yeah, that was a little bit weird.
Yeah. So she was like, don't buy it. Not worth the money. There are many other products that are better. and cheaper.
Here's the thing. Not every single person's going to like every single product. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't know of a single product that every single person in the world is like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you think of one like a universally loved? I can think Bioderma. Of one from high school, but it might be because that was one of the only things targeted towards teens.
What?
The Clinique Dramatically Different Moisturizing Gel.
Do you know how much I begged my mother to buy me that gel?
That's what I'm telling you. But it was the only thing. The only thing.
You know, I think the pink grapefruit face wash. I don't have any girl I've ever known that hated that face wash.
Vanessa Hudgens washing her face on the television. Kristen's- I didn't have cable and I still saw the ad. That's how influential it was. You know what?
A great ad. She still Vanessa has that influencing Hudgens- ad power. She's now selling birth control.
She did. Like, that's funny. She just released a video about like Go to Bed with Me with Harper's Bazaar, and I haven't watched it, but I wish she just was like, and this is the Neutrogena like pink grapefruit scrub. Like, if they didn't do that, they missed an opportunity.
Opportunity missed.
I'm gonna write that as a comment.
That's hilarious. This one I think is. I loved it. It was an eye catching header. It said, "Mrs. Gwyneth." This is a no from me, fam. It said, so here's the thing. I'm not taking into account the price of the product. This product on its own is just very meh. Does it exfoliate? Yes. But for a physical exfoliator with chemical properties, I was expecting better results. Yes, it exfoliates pretty well. No, it didn't get rid of the blackheads on my nose. Yes, it does give your skin somewhat of a glow when followed up with a good moisturizer. No, it doesn't live up to the hype of what the ingredients claim they can do. The vitamin C packed components. And then we layer on the ridiculous price. Lastly, and it makes this a flop, IMO, the ordinary peeling solution does a much better job of exfoliating, does get rid of pasty blackheads, and is a fraction of the price. This is my thing, is like, I feel like these people are always like, the price is really ridiculous, so here's my dupe options, which I appreciate a good dupe. Like, we love a good dupe. But yeah. I thought that was like a very hilariously written review.
I thought that was a good review because it specifically tells you what she was looking to problem solve with it and if it worked or not. And you know what? As someone who, if that is your issue, you know, then that would be a great review for you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Then I picked a controversial product, which is the Kylie Skin Walnut Face Scrub. We've talked about how this is like, if you don't like physical scrubs, you don't like them. That's fine.
Right. That's half of these reviews were like, I was going to say that about the Gwyneth Paltrow one because some people don't like physical scrubs. Yeah.
Which is fine. A lot of these were like, it's really rough and I hate physical scrubs. I'm like, then don't buy it, bitch. Like, leave it at the store. You don't need it. If you don't like that type of, you know what I don't buy anymore? Liquid lipsticks. Cause like, I'm not going to wear them.
Right.
Look
at that logic.
But there were quite a few ones. I thought you'd love this. It says, love. My face and chest feel super soft and looked so fresh after using. Thanks for the recommendation. And I was like, oh, Hannah used that on her chest. Or you would use that on her chest because that's what you're always talking about. This says, 3 stars. Could be better. Does work, but feels like it could be better. Scrubs open pores and scars them, so it usually tears your skin and is bad to use most scrubs. I believe hers is pretty big when it comes to the scrubbers, so not ideal for pores. She has said herself she doesn't use scrubs. Now, the reason I picked that is because if indeed Kylie has been like, scrubs are the devil, I don't use them, why are you creating a scrub then? Because you want that cash money, honey? Like,
but I'm confused. When did she say that? And did she actually say it?
Her source? I don't know.
Right, exactly. But that's the thing is like, I'm not defending, you know, whatever, but it's just like, when did she say, because it's not like she openly comes out all the time and goes, I love this product.
Yeah. That's
even
true.
Before, you know, when she was younger, didn't have her line. I'd be curious if she actually said, I don't love scrubs, but yeah, exactly. If you don't like the scrub, then don't make it or don't fucking buy it.
Buy it.
Yeah.
Just keep your opinion to yourself if you're not a fan.
Well, no, don't, you know, if you tried and you didn't like it, then that's fine.
But yes.
Like, just if you don't like that style of product, then
don't buy it. You know what I don't buy anymore because I just don't like them? I couldn't think of one. I was really going to have a comeback.
You already said it. You said it like 5 minutes ago. You said liquid lipstick.
Oh, yeah. Liquid lipsticks. Or like, I'm trying to think of like, I don't like lightweight moisturizer. I was trying to think of a skincare thing. I don't like lightweight moisturizers. Like, I'm not a huge fan of gel moisturizers. Do I still try them? Yes. Am I shocked occasionally? Yes. Miss Sunday or Summer Friday coming in clutch. That new moisturizer is chef's kiss. I got that trio and it's really, really nourishing. I was shocked. It's like very, it felt almost like heavy, but like not in a bad way because it's gel. But I digress. Usually I don't like that texture. So like I tend not to buy that texture because like I'm just going to be let down. It's like with men. Why would I date a man I know is just going to disappoint me because of my past experiences with that type of man?
Well, that might be a like assumption.
A trauma response?
A what?
A trauma response.
Oh, no, I just meant that that could be just like a wide.
An assumption.
An assumption that, you know, just because I don't like one thing doesn't mean I don't, you know.
True.
Yeah.
But I have one more good one if we wanted to end on it for the scrub.
Yes.
From Kylie. This says, scrub-a-dub-dub. I love this scrub. It's not too coarse on your skin and doesn't leave you feeling dried out afterwards. It does work best with other products she has for the line. I use the wash, scrub, toner, serum, and fave lotion, and my skin has always felt soft with a slight bounce to it. I have tons of products. It wasn't really the end of the sentence, but
I was going to say, tons of what? To bounce?
Tons of products I have tried over the years, and I'm really happy I decided to try this line. It's been a minute since I found all products in one. I'm also in my 40s, so finding stuff that cleanses and treats my skin with some gentleness is really difficult to find.
That's not a real review.
It's very aerial of her.
It's
look
too,
at these things.
You're in your 40s, but you're going to use that terminology?
Yeah. Maybe she's new to skincare. Maybe she doesn't know.
I'm a little bit iffy about that review. And I have tried some of the Kylie stuff. And here's the thing. I think there are some people who buy products because of a celebrity. And I think there are people who buy products who don't buy products because of a celebrity.
Yeah.
I have said before that I generally just try products if I am intrigued by them, pretty much no matter what, or it doesn't really depend on who is touting it. Granted, some exception, you know, I share with you Jeffree Star, whatever. Selfless by Hyram. I'm not going to say that I would never be interested in something if he comes out with something that sounds really interesting and very unique and I've never seen anything like it. As a skincare person, maybe it'll pique my interest and I'll want to try it. Will I want to give him my money? Not right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But never say never, because that always bites you on the ass. So,
good model to live your life by.
Oh, thank you. You know, I try. Okay. But yeah, I have tried some of Kylie's stuff. I've tried her her vanilla milk toner, and
you love it.
I love it. I love it. It is so good. And I've wanted to try the scrub, especially because Jacob loves scrubs. But I just we have another one from Corez that we are still using that he loves. So, you know, don't need to keep buying more stuff when we have one. Mm-hmm. And that one is good. Very, very scrubby.
That's a really gritty scrub.
Yeah. But I just use a tiny bit of it so that I get a little bit more of the like creamy feel. Oh my God. The whole apartment just shook. That was weird. Sorry. Not in earthquake. California, but that definitely was a weird, weird shake.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, if you want a really good scrub, either the Arcona one, the cranberry one, or the Corez ones, those are the two that we love.
Yeah. I will always say Kate Somerville Exfoliate is like my ride or die scrub.
Yeah, it is very good.
I also have really loved the two from Ulla Hendrickson. His walnut scrub I really like. And I've been trying his lemonade scrub. I'm almost out of it. And I had a lot of friends when I posted that I got it be like, you know, that smell is too much for me. I love it. It smells like a lemon slushy or like an Italian ice. And like, I'm a sensorial girl. So like if something is like, it works really well, I like the ingredients and it smells good, it's a plus. We've said before, it's not make or break for me, but like, it's really nice in the shower in the morning, just be like, like lemony and like fresh. So it's definitely
that
a little sugary.
Really nice.
It's
What? In the summertime, that could be, or like an afternoon thing, like an afternoon pick me up. I just feel like that sounds really nice. Mm. Who doesn't?
I agree.
That? Maybe I should try it.
Crazy people. Well, that is everything I think we have for this episode.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's going to be a little bit of a clusterfucky, so I apologize.
A little bit. Yeah. it's very stream of consciousness, I think, is the term that old people used to use when they didn't have solid ideas and thoughts flowing through their head.
Why old people? Why can't we say that?
Well, I feel like people like Grace Helbig used to do it all the time, which I love Grace Helbig, but like it was like a thing like old style YouTubers do that or used to do that.
That they would say, call out their lack of stream of consciousness.
They would like, I remember Grace specifically did a weekly video called Stream of Consciousness where she just posted a video where she sat in front of a camera and like filmed herself for 30 minutes. And was like, that's what's on my brain. Have a good week. Bye. And like,
can you
I
imagine
love it.
If that was your job? You just
I wish it was my job
in front of the camera and people actually care enough to watch it.
Now, this was after she had been on YouTube for a while. She was like hosting other things. She had a podcast. It was just like, here's additional content. But yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is that she could turn on a camera. I don't know how much planning went into it. Maybe zero, maybe a lot. And she made a thing out of literally her opinion just flowing out of her mouth.
I aspire for that to be my life.
Hang on. We did not talk about Hailey Bieber's, the rumor that she's starting a skincare line.
Oh, because I don't care.
Okay. Like, did you want to talk about that? And no, Ariana Grande?
You know why? See, Ariana Grande, I could get behind. You know who else
doing,
I forgot?
Doing makeup.
Makeup.
Yes.
Now, 100%. Do you know who I forgot made a makeup line that like I almost ordered from and like I still want to? LC. Lauren Conrad launched a makeup line this year with her like iconic black eyeliner. I wanted to order it and I just never did.
Her, that makes sense. And we talked about it before.
Exactly.
If Taylor Swift came out with a like a bunch
line
of red lipsticks.
Oh,
and a black
my money,
eyeliner,
take it.
That would make sense.
Take it.
And I will say, if my friend Dustin is listening, he'll he'll remember this. But when I was a senior in college, I believe, Demi Lovato came out with a skincare line. And I remember on Facebook,
what?
I got an ad for it. Mm-hmm. Devon by Demi. And the advertisement literally said, like the marketing line was, one day when I was younger, my mother went to the spa. And when she came back, she had a great glow about her. And I remembered this. And that's why I created my makeup line. Or my skincare line, excuse me. And if you watch her video, Cool for the Summer, she had a face mister and she's misting it in her at the beginning of her video. And I was like, that was the beginning of the thing, like a little bit ahead of the game. Very
that is really ahead of the game.
It was
I think if I'm not mistaken, Demi Lovato actually did come out as non-binary recently.
Oh,
so I
want to
make
sorry.
Sure we're using their correct pronouns. I don't remember if I actually saw it.
Yes,
they did, right?
Yes, they did. I apologize.
It's very recent.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So yes. I just wanted to make sure we address that because I don't know.
I completely forgot. Yes. When,
yeah. I just want to make sure we're not misgendering
them. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So they came out with makeup line and it was
had a mister in it. That's so
it had a mister and it looked like. It looks like something. Okay. Bath and Body Works has a pillow mist spray.
Yes.
I believe it was a very similar bottle and mister. You have to look it up. You have to look it up.
Can we talk about the MLM that Tyra Banks started to try?
Stop. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Skincare. Devon by Demi. Oh, my God.
Yep. Here it is. Last post. March 2nd, 2017 on Instagram.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. But see, that was ahead of the game.
Yeah, 2014. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyra Banks had a makeup line, but it was direct sales MLM. It was called let me see if I can pull it up.
I will say Demi has beautiful skin. They have beautiful skin and they always have had gorgeous skin.
They have. Yeah. I've always loved their, like the way they highlight and contour. I feel like it is very subtle, but still makes a huge, huge impact compared to someone like Lady Gaga. When they do their makeup, it's very, very intensive and bold and it's serving a purpose, right? It's like performative.
Yeah.
Makeup.
Lady Gaga is very, I mean, she's
thing. Out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Demi, I remember in that one of her first documentary, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, they are like, oh, I'm sick. And I'm like, wow, if only I looked like that when I was sick.
When I was sick.
Like their skin was like beautiful.
And can I just say, we started talking about Hailey Bieber and how we have already moved past that so far because it's so irrelevant. Like, I did not know Hailey Bieber existed until they were like, hey, this is Justin Bieber's new girl, like new wife. And I was like, oh, cool. And then like,
she has beautiful skin.
Yeah. Here's my thing. If you have a lifestyle where you can get a facial that's $200 every month, like, yeah, mm-hmm. you are mm-hmm. going to have beautiful skin. Like,
yeah.
When you can afford
the preventative treatments, and like if you have a pimple and you can go and get it injected, or if you can get laser resurfacing to get rid of your scarring, you bet your ass if I had that kind of disposable income, I would be going to get those laser treatments. There's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't really tell the whole picture.
Yeah. That's like even when Katy Perry was selling Proactive, I remember mm-hmm. they were like Katy Perry was saying, you know, Proactive has been my like number one product for curing my acne. And I'm like, I wonder how many times you've gone to a dermatologist to cure acne too. Like, I'd really be interested to know.
But now the think about bad, it though, like how many times did she go see a dermatologist and it didn't work out? Because I've tried stuff from dermatologists and it doesn't work. Like what I mean? I've definitely been in her shoes. But at the same time, you know, they see a celebrity with acne, they're like, yes, Proactive.
We're going to give it to ya. Just give her a retinol. She'll be fine. Slap it on there. But I think that
as an acne sufferer person, I'm going to say that I'm sure she's tried it and I'm sure that some of it worked, some of it didn't.
Let's just end on this note. If you have an opinion that you would like to give to someone, maybe pause and stop and think if that opinion is to make you feel better or if that opinion is going to be doing things that will benefit that person.
I totally thought you were going to go with, if you have opinion, email us. I thought that's where your sentence was going.
No, I've got, I had a gentleman today at work tell me to shut up because I won't understand what he's saying and he needs to explain it to me. Oh my God, there's a bug on my window. I've been in a very pissy mood because everyone has treated me like utter trash today at work. All of the customers that I've dealt with.
I'm sorry.
So no, if you have an opinion that you would like to share on the internet to someone that is kind and constructive and you would like to share it with us, you can DM us on our Instagram, which is barefaced.podcast, or comment on our most recent post.
Or you can send us an email. Our email is barefaced.podcast@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook group, which is Barefaced, a beauty podcast, which you can definitely comment on there if you would be so inclined. We do apologize for this clusterfuck of an episode. It's going to be kind of a bitch to edit, but I think it'll be funny.
I hope it was very interesting.
It's very us.
This is basically when Sarah and I get on a phone call, this is basically like how our phone calls go. So maybe this is what Grace What's Her Face does.
Grace Helbig. Yeah.
Grace Helbig. Yeah. Famous. I do remember her. I haven't like heard of her in a while, but I do remember her.
I haven't really been keeping up with anyone on YouTube other than my interior decorating people.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will let you guys go. Thank you so, so much for the support. Please be sure to let us know how badly we sucked at this episode or if you enjoyed it. So we'll see you guys. Or if you have
other things you want us to talk about that are controversial. I think we're kind of flexing that skill a little bit more recently and we're enjoying it. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's part of our no F's given attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also so respectful.
I wanted to call out that we do have two new countries.
Oh my gosh.
That are following us. Three new countries. Sorry. Japan. We have a listener in Japan, a listener in Germany, and Ooh. Ireland. So very cool. Yeah. And we do see that more of you are listening, which is crazy. And it's insane to me that people in my life now are saying like, oh, I listened to your podcast. I'm shocked. But we do thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us. And we hope you keep listening.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.